It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Taco Tuesday, August the 17th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall studios of KNTR 106.3, the voice of the free. And let me give you just a little bit of Colorado River weather for you here along the river. We're going to see 107 today with a little bit of wind. And again tomorrow, 103 with a little bit of the W. But then it's going to get really nice. Thursday and Friday, 101. Ah, wow. That's all, and sunny. So it should be a couple nice days. Saturday's going to creep up to 103, and then Sunday 106. But all four of those days, nice and sunny. No threats of thunderstorms today. You know, that could, you know, it's weather. It could change in any time at all. A little bit of sports action for you tonight. Our Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Philadelphia Phillies at 6:40. Tomorrow night, the same time, 6:40. And then Thursday, they play at 12:40. Who picks these times? Come on, they're just always the same. But anyway, maybe the Phillies have to, somebody has to fly out at 1:30. I don't know. But anyhow, all those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 100.3 and 100.5 and 94.3, depending upon where you listen. And check out that action. I do want to tell you our phone number, 702-298-1063. You can always call in and ask our guests and ask any question that pops into your mind. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They serve Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, and Laughlin with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall in Bullhead City over by the Target. They have the Mojave Clinic. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train Roads. Then they have the Rehabilitation Center, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush Roads. Over on the Parkway, WarmC has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well at any point in time, call 763-2273, and Claudia will transfer you to somebody that can help you. Or you need to get a hold of any of those buildings, you can just call 763-CARE. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you pay too much for insurance? Well, you probably do. So what you need to do is grab all those policies and head over to Farm Bureau Financial Services in Bullhead City. Pick up the phone and call them, 763-8464. Make an appointment with Greg or Stephanie. Go in, lay out your policies, and say, help me save some money here. They can deal with your auto insurance, your home insurance, your life insurance, your commercial, your business, farm and ranch. They do all that. And they've got life insurance policies that will pay for extended care. So if somebody will have to go into, you know, extended care somewhere because they couldn't be home, it pays for that. So ask about that. 763-8464. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards has never been any easier than this. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to set you up. And there's no processing hidden fees. Come on, I couldn't get that word out. No long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and they fund you the next day. Cool. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. All right. Spot On services Bullhead City, Kingman, Lake Havasu, Needles, and all you got to do is pick up the phone and call Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles, and you change your oil on a regular basis. But when's the last time that transmission oil was changed? Ooh, yeah. Better think about that. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and you get your air conditioning tuned up right now for $19.99 plus free on. Call ATCO at 444-1244. And now into the studio, and one of the busiest guys in Bullhead City, who doesn't live in Bullhead City. And one of the busiest guys in Fort Mojave.
Yes.
Yeah, Fort Mojave, yeah. Is Matt Hammerhand. How are you?
Good, Larry. How are
good.
You?
Good.
Yeah.
How's Barron's?
Barron's good. Yeah, Barron's good. It's getting towards kind of the end of the busy season, but we are actually in looking for employees right now. That's a big one. We've recently lost a couple pest control technicians, and we've recently lost one of our gals in our office, and I'll be losing another one here real soon. So we're this mass exodus of folks for some reason. I'm not sure. Probably me. Probably
I was going to say, what did you do?
It's probably my fault.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. But things are good. Just always in need of bodies like everybody else.
Okay. So if you're looking for a job right now, call Matt at Barron's.
Yeah, now's the time. Or go online at barronservices.us, and we have open positions from office to field, security, pool. We're in need of a bunch of bodies.
Oh, good. So okay. Good.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. But you need them right away.
We need them right away. We all need them right away.
Yeah, go to the internet right now.
That's right.
He'll be back in the office in an hour, and he'll interview you.
I'll get your app right here on my phone, as a matter of fact.
He'll be reading it when he goes down the highway.
That's right. No driving and texting.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Just read. So right now, the busy season is still bugs?
Yeah, I think it's still bugs for a little bit longer. We've got, I don't know, maybe another month or so. We still got that heat, humidity, kind of that feeling of rain in the air.
Right.
You know, so I think we'll probably see that for another month or two, I would guess.
What about mosquitoes? Normal. Are we seeing them right now?
Yeah, I mean, the valley's seeing them pretty well. You've been
spraying for them.
We have. We've been working with the county to get those treatments done to help with the adult mosquitoes. It hasn't been as bad as, I mean, obviously, you know, you live out in the valley or wherever you live, and you see 100 mosquitoes and you think, oh my gosh, these mosquitoes are crazy, right? And they are, but the county has a trap level, an amount of live mosquito activity that they find in their traps that determines when it's time to treat, whether it be with adulticides or whether it be with larvicides, whether it be with us or the planes or the boats,
right.
The different things that they do. And we've only had to go out about two or three times in the first month and a half or 2 months of the season. So that's really not that bad.
Right.
But if you live in the valley or in other places, you're listening to me now and you're going, he's crazy, the mosquitoes out here. And I get that.
You're going to have some messages when you get back.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? He said there's no mosquitoes. Well,
yeah.
there are mosquitoes, just maybe not to the level in which the county has
take action.
Exactly. And they've taken action when they need to, and they'll continue to do that. But
well, you know, one of the things that the gentleman with Bullhead City, and you did a show with him once.
Yeah, yeah.
What he talked about, too, is it also depends upon the winds.
Sure.
And the rain. You know, if we don't have a lot of puddles mm-hmm. where they like to breed.
The breeding, right.
And the winds don't blow the certain way. We're not going to have them.
That's correct.
And
that's 100% correct. There's a lot of environmental factors.
Right.
Obviously, you've got the different types of the treatment methods that are used. So there's a lot of different reasons why we see them or don't see them. And then there's a lot of times that you can help yourself as a homeowner too, right? So you can make sure you're not overwatering in the summertime.
Right.
Make sure you don't have any standing water. Make sure your grass is cut, appropriately and at the right levels. And obviously those are the people that live next to the farmland, and they don't have a lot of control. But our farmers have been pretty good about doing what they can do to help. And, so there's just a lot of variables.
Right.
And in general, I know folks that use the park down in the valley have seen numbers, have been where they don't want them to be, but they're also not at levels that I've seen over the last few years.
Okay.
I've had times where people can't go to the park in the valley without, calling me and saying, hey, I can't even hang out down here. And it hasn't been that bad this year.
Because the last time Michael did the show, he said people are calling him saying thanks, and he's saying, I didn't do it.
Right. But thank you.
It's the environment.
Right.
It wasn't me, but thank you for giving me the credit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hands in that pile of people that can help.
Right.
It's not just the county or Barron or Bullhead City Pest Abatement or whatever it is. There's a lot of variables out there.
How's the alarm site?
The alarm site's good.
It's...
One of the things that we see is as we get our summer visitors, we see an influx for a couple months of people who need things. And then as we get our winter visitors, we see a couple months of people who need things. And then it kind of, tapers off a little bit, twice a year during that kind of getting used to things season. So,
yeah, so when they first show up, they went, oh, I need a new camera here.
Exactly.
Or a camera died.
And we obviously compete with the Amazon market, the folks who just do their own wireless stuff. So we're always competing with that. But
what's interesting? I have a Ring camera above my garage door that hits my driveway.
And
the other day I left. And then when I got back and I was in the house and it went off and I looked at it and I went, oh, what time did I leave earlier? And I backed it up. It didn't show me leaving.
Oh, I
was not on the camera.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, how did it miss that?
You know, anytime you're dealing with the wireless world, anytime you're dealing with new technology, computers, like
right.
I don't care how long computers have been around for,
yes.
It's garbage in, garbage out,
yep.
things happen. You're going to have faults. You're going to have problems.
Right.
I think that's one of the reasons why the security industry with the wired systems will always have a place, because there's a little more security in that. There's a little more. There's less glitching. There's
right.
a little more control over things that you know that you can control.
And I think the wired cameras have a little more clarity.
They do normally.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what you buy and what you don't buy, where you put your money. They both have a niche in the market. There's
sure.
a need for
yeah.
both. There's no doubt about it. We do both. Everybody does both. I just think that you sometimes people are too quick to jump to the greatest and the best and the latest technologies.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And, you know, I waited. I had a buddy in Kiwanis who actually bought the Ring and put it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, how's it working? He goes, good. Okay, thanks.
Right.
So I did the doorbell. And then I thought, wow, you know, that does good. It catches my 20-foot of sidewalk to my garage.
Right.
But then I'm lost.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, and I've got a Ring doorbell
yeah.
at my home as well.
Yeah.
And I've got wired cameras, and I've got wireless, you know, doorbells, and I've got smart technologies in my house, too. And there's a place for
right.
all that stuff.
I'm not one of those guys, though, that wants, you know, Alexa to open my door and change my
yeah.
temperature rating and
yeah, me neither.
You know, turn up the heat or turn down the, you know.
Right.
I'm not that far.
We've got a few of those things in the house and our thermostats and things, but you end up just manually controlling most of that stuff
yeah,
anyway.
I know.
So.
Well, I always have to get up when she says I'm too hot or I'm too cold. So,
right.
you know.
Right.
I'm not going to yell at Alexa every time.
No, but
so.
You could.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
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 Don't yell at her. It hurts her feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's just fun to talk to those things because they talk back.
They do.
Yeah. They won't cut you any slack.
They
yeah.
do. They do.
How many pools are we building?
I think we're currently working on 5 projects right now. I think we've got about 18 on the board. We're out till probably this time next year to start anything new. We've seen a slowdown in the last month with estimates and things. I think people are starting to realize they're not going to be able to swim even next season
right.
With us.
You right.
know, again, there's other companies that timelines are different. But things are good. The fiberglass market's changing. The manufacturers are they're seeing price increases for materials, so they're passing
oh, yeah,
those
sure.
things off.
Yeah,
yeah, so we're going to see a pretty good price increase with next year's pools. They're telling us about 10 or 15%, which is really
yeah.
high. So now we're starting to see the fiberglass and concrete world kind of mesh a little bit.
Okay.
Pricing is becoming somewhat similar. But the fiberglass world
kind of like diesel and unleaded.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah.
And like up and down all
yeah,
the time, right?
I know.
Yeah. The fiberglass world will always have that 25-year warranty thing that concrete doesn't.
Right.
But we're doing probably 20% of our pools are concrete, and the other 80% are fiberglass. But things are good. We've become better staffed in the pool side, which has been nice. We've been able to find a few folks out there and have some good folks working for us now more than we had before. So that'll help our timeline a little bit.
Good. And landscaping?
Yeah, landscaping's the same. We're a couple 3 months out to start new projects. We've got a crew of 4 that we've always had, and we'll
right.
always be that way. That's the way we choose to do things. These guys have been with us for 10, 12 years now. So
yeah, you're not interested in growing that side of
it. No, we want to stay active and busy, but we like our quality over quantity for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Matt. If you've got questions, 702-298-1063. How come I got the wrong CD player? There we go. Okay, how's that? I do want to mention there is a blood drive today, tomorrow. At Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, 9 to 2, call 877-258-4825. That's Vitalant. Or you can go on Vitalant.org. And then tomorrow they have one at the Moose Lodge in Kingman on Monroe Street, 9 to 1 also. All right, we'll be right back. Stick around.
I found a picture of you.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or a corporate event can come true. At Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Mojave Electric welcomes another year of Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help you save energy dollars. Pre-sales for MEC members to purchase trees are August 28th and September 11th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Phone calls only. For more information, contact member services at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Our little studio, little closet over here. Hey, the program is brought to you by TWN Communications, where they're partnering with MEC. We're going to hear about that next from Regina. But their fiber, you know, they're putting fiber-based internet in our community. Yay! And she's going to give us a full update when she comes in. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. This isn't a deal where you drop off your pet and pick him up on Monday and he's trained. You have to be a part of it, too. Pets love it, though, at Risen Star Boarding, Grooming, and Training. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of the block at Air Park by the airport. Mojave Mortgage, this is the guy with all the money. Yes, sirree. He's got, you would need a vacation home in the Wallapies or maybe Williams, or maybe you want an investment home. You just want to do a rental or a BRB or one of those things, you know, or an add-on or a refi or pool in the backyard, you know, not next summer. Matt's too busy. Well, you call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, and he'll help you out. He prides himself with first-time buyers. He takes his time and he shows them all the pieces of paper to sign and what they mean. And he's the expert, you know, and his staff, they're great too. He is the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. So you walk in, you sit down, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, and you say you need $300,000 for a house, and then he disappears. He goes down in the vault. The vault is the size of Dot Foods underground. Yeah, all the shelves have money on them. He gets your $300, he puts on a silver platter, comes up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Call him, 288-2691. Well, almost. Hey, Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, desserts. Enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, the mouth-watering dinners, the awesome lunches, and lunch, breakfast, and dinner, they're served all day long. Yeah. Then when you get ready to leave, you get a fresh cookie. Oh, man. The chocolate chip are really good. Muffin or pie. They can put a whole pie home if you want. They start at $9.99. All right, back in the studio, we've got about 5 more minutes here with Matt before Regina rolls in. And Boys and Girls Club, how are they?
They're good.
Yeah,
they're
good. You're the chairman of the board.
Yeah, I get to.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy.
You're
this
the Frank
year,
Sinatra.
If you want to call me that.
Chairman
sure
of the board, yeah.
Things are good there. You know, we've had some ups and downs lately with some of the program sites and. Just moved into a new Fort Mojave club,
right,
finally, after having some difficulties there. And obviously we've got some local stuff here in Laughlin, still trying to figure some stuff out when it comes to the thrift store and the
yeah
teen center here. But
who's going to fix the AC?
Yeah, who's going to fix the AC? But, no, I mean, things are good. We're excited about the new club in Fort Mojave down the road with the help
yeah
of Legacy. A matter of fact, in a couple of months, we've got the field coming in down there at the new site coming in from the Cheez-Its Bowl.
How cool is that going to be?
Yeah, it'll be like the second time this has happened. The first time it was Firebird Field, and
right.
The Fort Mojave Boys and Girls Club will be getting one. Even before the buildings even started.
Really?
So it'll be an interesting kind of thing.
You're going to see a lot of kids playing on the grass.
Yeah, we might.
With
we
no
might.
Building.
That's okay. It's a start. If you build it, they will come.
That's right.
That's the hope. So,
fantastic.
But yeah, things are really good. Rotary is really good. We've got events coming up. You know, we got Oktoberfest coming up with the Chamber.
All right.
And Rotary is going to be doing pretzels this year.
Okay.
So apparently I was told that Oktoberfest hasn't had pretzels in several years.
The first year, the Women's Council did it.
Right,
And they found it wasn't productive for them.
Ah, gotcha.
So I don't know if it was the marketing or
we're gonna
just,
find out,
you know, our first year.
Yeah,
or,
I guess we're going to be doing pretzels as a Rotary group.
Cool.
So that would be kind of fun. And then
our Kiwanis Club, we do brats.
Yeah. You got to have brats. You got to have pretzels. You got to have beer. Obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Oktoberfest without pretzels I thought was kind of weird. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and you Kid and Nick are playing this year again. So
yeah, it'll be neat.
Yeah, great entertainment there.
And then we've got October 9th. We've got, obviously, you talked first responders yesterday with Karen, but we also have our third annual cornhole tournament that the Rotary does.
That's right.
And that's kind of near and dear to me because that's my thing I get to run every year and wear my corn hat and my corn shirt. And, we're hoping for 60 teams this year.
So are you a pro 20. At that or something?
I am not. Oh. I am not a pro. I am a pro at yelling out who plays next. That's about it. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, good. Our Kiwanis Club has a little PA system. You don't have to yell, you know.
Well, the first year I yelled a lot and lost my voice. Nobody could hear me. Last year I learned and I bought, you know, I got a little megaphone.
Okay.
So that worked just fine. And those that know me, I'm pretty loud anyway. I don't need a lot of help.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. We'll be looking forward to that.
Okay. Our Kiwanis Club has one that's chargeable and wireless and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody can hear you from wherever.
Yeah.
Last year,
wireless mic.
We had the music going and the first responders event going, and nobody could hear me. So, it gets better and better every year. But yeah, if you're interested in doing that, we'd love to have you. Like I say, it's $60 a team. It's two man teams and 18 plus only, and that's October 9th. So that's our next big fundraiser for.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
and then you guys also cook for all the first responders.
Yeah, the realtors group and our Rotary group does a great job putting that event on with the help of the community down at the park all at the same day.
Yeah.
Last year we had softball tournaments going on at the same time and pickleball tournaments, and so it's a big busy day at the park.
And it's not just for the Valley, it's for everybody.
Everybody.
It's just held there.
So it's just held there. Last year we had teams from California,
from
Havasu, from Kingman. Like I said, we're hoping to put 60 teams this year is kind of the goal. We had 44 last year, I believe. And
good.
It's a 5-6 hour day at the park. We play cornhole and do good things for the community with the funds that are raised.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And Rotary meets when?
We meet every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. at El Rio Golf and Country Club down there in the Mojave Valley. And tomorrow, actually, we have Regina Cobb coming to talk to us.
Good.
She's the guest speaker tomorrow.
She wants to be our treasurer?
Yeah, I think that's the position.
Yeah, I think
I'm going
to
learn tomorrow.
Yeah, find out.
Yeah.
Text me tomorrow. Yep,
exactly.
You were right. Treasurer. Matt, what's the phone number? 758?
758-5499 or baronservices.us is the website.
Yeah. If you're looking for a job, check the website.
Yes, come now.
Thank you for coming in. Always good information.
Thanks, Larry.
You betcha. Want to remind you, Paul LaVoy is up next with Dr. Bob Branch and Havasu Patriots. That's after the top of the hour. Regina is in next to tell us all about the fiber and where it's going and who gets it next. And, oh, man, that's going to be so good. I want to know what I'm going to get it. I don't care about anybody else. I want it.
Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Meads at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio, brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants upstairs, downstairs. Then upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and soon a thrift store. They're still closed because it's a little warm in there with no AC. On the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, then a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. So when you hear those rumors, tell them they're not true. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians, you'll see them on the road all the time. They're all over Mojave County. Golden Valley, Bullhead City, Kingman, I don't think they do Laughlin. All the way down to Lake Havasu and beyond. So if you need an electrician, call 718-9444. They'll schedule you, get a crew right out there to do whatever you need done. You know, if you want an extra light in your backyard, or you want, an outlet over here, or ceiling lights, you want to change out some fans or whatever, call 718-9444. And they're available 24/7. So if you have an emergency on the weekends or late at night, you can call them and they'll come running. 718-9444. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, are you hungry? Yeah, well, the grill at Laughlin Ranch, the bar and grill, actually. It's a bar and a grill. Yes, they have all the cravings, all the things to satisfy your cravings. Steaks and pastas and burgers and salads and, plus more. They got a nightly fabulous specials. Yeah, and then they got a great brunch on the weekends. And you can dine in or carry out because the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Check out more at LaughlinRanch.com. All right. Now into the studio. The room just got brighter. Rogina is here. Hi, Rogina. How are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good, good. You come in bright, summery colors and everything, and your bright red cheeks, and the room's all brighter. I can turn the
just
lights off.
Just spreading the sunshine.
Yes. So both of your kids are back in school?
Yes, both of them are back in school.
See that big smile.
My yes. house tends to say cleaner.
Yes, summer's over there, back in school. Yeah. So you're here for MEC. Let's talk about the classroom grants, speaking of school, because this is the week that they need to be in.
Absolutely. It's deadline. Friday at 5 o'clock
right.
is deadline. It's a $5,000 school grant.
Ooh.
And requirements are curriculum must be based on renewable energy, and applications need to include subject outline, materials, supplies, and a cost breakdown.
Okay.
The applications can be submitted to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com or can be mailed to Mojave Electric, care of Steve Bowman at P.O. Box 22530, Bullhead City, Arizona, 86439.
Or if you're running late on Friday, you can drop them by the offices on Hancock Road.
Absolutely, being how
these
it's
are for
crunch
Steve.
Time.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Get this to Steve before 5. Yeah.
Yes, we've had a good success in the past. I know we had a school in the past actually turn a bus into a greenhouse.
Yes.
So that was a huge success.
Yeah, that was out in the valley.
Or correct.
Fort Mojave, I guess.
Fort Mojave.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're looking to give money away.
We had an ambassador, Darlene, that was a big part of that when they did that. Remember her?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She left town. But I think she came back and finished the bus or whatever and then left. Yeah.
Yep.
So, and then, you know, speaking of renewable energy, Operation Cool Shade's coming up. Not that far around the corner.
No, not that far. And we actually have our pre-sales. We have two pre-sale dates where you can call in. They're on Saturdays from 8 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The first pre-sale date is August 28th.
Well, and that's just a few weeks.
Exactly. We have so many things approaching. It's just that time of year, Larry. I mean, the list of stuff we have to talk about today.
Yes, I know. Matt and I were just saying that, you know, events and everything, they're starting to happen. You know, you got Oktoberfest and Cornfest and, you know, and the first responder picnic and all these good things going on.
Absolutely. It's so great to see the community back in the flow of things.
And so, you know, let me ask a question. How close do you live to the river? Because I see you in the river with your horse. Well, excuse me, your daughter's horse.
Right. Yes. We actually trailer down there.
Oh, you do?
We do. We trailer the horses down there.
I'm like, what, do you live a block from the river or what?
No, but that's definitely something fun on the weekends.
I'll bet. Riding a horse in the water has just got to be a thrill.
It is.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
And I'll bet they like it.
Well, some.
Yeah, some
do. We have a few horses that absolutely won't even put their hoof in the water.
Oh, really?
It's comedy, yes.
That's just like my two labs, you know. One of them will dive in the pool. The other one puts 2 feet in.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, because there's a step ladder, steps in the pool, he can walk down and he keeps his 2 feet up high and then his two front feet down low and he stays there and barks.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. He doesn't get in the pool. So, but I had to ask you that because in Operation Cool Shade, I'm thinking how cool that river is when your horses go in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so refreshing. But again, you know, with Operation Cool Shade, it helps save energy dollars by shading your home and keeping your yards or, you know, significant areas just that much cooler outside.
Well, and NMEC kind of tells you where to plant, what side of your home, so that you get the most shade.
Yes.
And then the master gardeners are always there when you pick them up. And if you're like, how do I plant this and what do I do with it?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing the information that they have. And they actually have, they typically have a date set after the event, the pickup event, so that you can get some more information on how to plant a tree, where to plant it, the different species and stuff like that as well. So
you know, I've been in my house 31 years and I have not been the best horticulturalist, I think it is. I've had
big words today, Larry.
Yeah, plants dying left and right, and so now I've got to the fact that when a plant dies, I just take it out and put red rock over it. And
there you go.
It was never there.
Desert landscaping.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, but we have our pre-sale dates, like I said, on the August 28th, but we also have them on September 11th.
Okay.
So, and we're hoping, you know, last year it was a huge success. It was the first year that we've done it. We definitely a learning experience, though.
Right.
So we're hoping this year will just be that much more successful.
But then when can they just walk in and order them?
That's actually not till September 22nd. That'll run from September 22nd to October 5th.
So some of them could be sold out by then.
Absolutely. So if you're available to call in, I mean, you can do it right from your couch.
Yeah.
Take a break while you're at lunch. Call in. Get those pre-sales in.
Write that down. Saturday the 28th. Yes. And they call 763-1100?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, they can call the main number and talk to one of our member service reps and get the you can order up to 4 trees per member.
And the office is closed that day, so
correct.
You can't go down there.
No.
You just have to call in.
Yep. On those two particular Saturdays, you do have to call in. If you want to wait till you can physically walk into the office, that starts on September 22nd.
Now, here's a question. Do you have to give them a credit card at that point in time, or they just put the trees on your electric bill?
You know, that's a really good question, Larry.
That's why I brought it.
I know. That's great. you do have to pay for it at that time.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe that you can charge them to your account.
Okay. I didn't know. Didn't know.
No, great question.
Yeah.
So. Great question.
And then the regular sale dates will be next month.
Correct.
September
22nd.
And then pass them out when?
We will do the Oh, man, you know what? I just did a radio schedule on this. commercial on it in November.
Okay, November.
We have it in November, yes. Okay. And then you will, at the time that you order your trees, you will need to specify if you're picking up in the at the Bullhead location, which will be at the Anderson Fieldhouse.
Right, they're moving it.
Correct, yes. Yeah. Something new, so be patient. First year.
Steve said they have a huge parking lot.
They do.
Yeah, I guess they do. So is the high school.
You know, it was built to be used, so why not use it, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So the pickup dates will be in November, and when you do order your trees, you will have to specify if you
are... Where you're going to pick it up, yeah.
Yeah, we do have an eastern pickup location. It's going to be at the Pinyon Pines Fire District,
right,
just off the 40.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. District meetings. You guys have a lot of meetings at MEC.
Well, you know what? We are just so thankful that we're able to have them this year. We unfortunately had to, you know, adapt and overcome with last year's hindrance, we'll say.
The pandemic.
We've got the district meetings.
You know, people used to call cancer the big C word. Now we just call COVID the big C word. You know?
Right. Isn't it crazy how it just evolves? Like, it just... just trickles.
I know. And we thought we were done with it, and all of a sudden, bang.
Right.
The Delta variant. Yeah. Gosh.
Viruses do that.
I know. So when's your first meeting coming up?
So our first meeting is actually going to be on September 13th. That's for the District 1 area, which is all of our eastern area. And everything south of Camp Mojave, all the way down to our Topok region.
Oh, okay.
And that's actually going to be at in Wickiup at the Owens-Whitney School.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tuesday, September 14th is going to be for District 2. That's going to be at the Association of Realtors. It's 841 Hancock Road.
Right.
And that is north. I'm going to give a few roads here. North of Laos. And it's going to be the parkway east to the river, but south of Raymar.
Okay.
And it's a little jiggy-jaggy in there. So if you want to clarify or you don't know specifically what district you're in, you can always call the member services office and ask.
Do they have that on the website?
I do believe we have a map on the website.
MojaveElectric.com?
I do believe we have a map on the website.
Okay.
Yes. And then we have to follow that Wednesday, September 15th, District 3. It's going to be at the Anderson Fieldhouse. And District 3 is Mojave Drive down to Camp Mojave, but it's also the Black Mountain Road all the way up to Sunridge, and that's more of that eastern area.
Okay.
So, it's jig-jaggy.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can explain it. But, again, just call in to 763-1100 if you don't know specifically what district you're in.
See, when Mojave Electric started in 1947, they probably just picked these because there was a dirt road that went that way.
I believe it all is actually due to population.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't they have to change them once in a while, like when Laughlin Ranch grew and everything?
You know what? I'm going to have to look more into that and see how those evolve, if they do evolve, based off of population. But
kind of
that's
like our House of Representatives.
You know,
that.
Every time I come here, I get homework, Larry.
Yes. Yeah.
But
if you hear a question that Regina can't answer, tomorrow call her at 763-1100 and she'll have the answers.
Give me a few minutes in the morning, though.
Yeah. And part of that is because your position, and you were taken like out of the operations side and moved into marketing or public relations as the liaison for TWN.
Correct. Yeah. I used to
So you don't have a whole lot to do with MEC. You're the TWN lady.
Well, yes and no. Actually, it's kind of evolved.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of evolved again. You know, I was taken out of the engineering department. Yeah. I used to design power lines, so I know a little bit about the infrastructure. Not an expert, though.
Yeah.
And... you know, I have a background in communications and sales and what have you. So I was picked to be the liaison to just help our members understand what the difference is between the services that will be provided by TWN versus other providers in the area.
Right.
And
did you have to apply for that? Was there like five or six people that wanted it?
Actually,
or did they just walk up to you and say, hey, you get a new job?
From what I understand, it was, you know, the coming of the powers to be, we'll say the department heads, what have you, all sat around and, you know, threw around some resumes and what have you. And so it was pretty cool.
They picked you.
I guess.
Wow.
I'm here.
Lucky you.
I'm here.
Yeah.
But, But we do have our annual meeting that's going to be on September 16th. Now, this is for all of Mojave Electric members.
Right. That's a big one.
Correct. Yes.
Where's it going to be now?
It's going to be at the Anderson Fieldhouse.
Okay.
We have a great setup. It's our 75th anniversary, so we're going above and beyond for our members as usual. Great things are coming. Great information is going to be put out. I highly recommend everyone at least coming to that one and just hearing, you know, what we've done.
I think you guys usually have drawings, too.
We do.
People sign up and they walk in and then they draw for like a $10 off your electricity bill and stuff like that.
Yes, we have power credits.
Yeah.
We hand out gifts. We have our annual meeting bags and it's, you know, one entry per account.
Right.
So definitely something worth coming and seeing. You get dinner.
Oh.
You get dinner as well.
You can feed them, too.
I know.
So what night is this?
That's September 16th.
Oh, okay. That's a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's a Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday.
It is a Thursday.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So at the Anderson Fieldhouse.
I'll be on vacation.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah.
We're sending out tons of information as we get closer.
I'll bet. More prizes and more food.
Yes.
So what about budgeting and billing and whatnot? Because you guys are partnering with TWN, if I get my MEC bill, can my TWN bill be on there?
No, they're actually going to be billed separately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So as far as that goes, Mojave Electric owns the fiber, and we've partnered with TWN to operate and maintain it for us.
Okay.
So the billing will be through them.
Oh, okay.
But you can make payments at the kiosk on the outside of Mojave Electric building.
And pay both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can pay both right there.
Oh, okay.
And then we're just waiting on the opening day of their storefront. So you will have a storefront that you'll
be able to. Soon.
Correct, up of a Gold Rush.
Yeah.
Yep.
That could be coming anytime.
Any day.
Now, are you going to go into there, or are you going to stay at the MEC office?
I'm going to stay at the Mojave Electric office.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I'll still stay at the Hancock office.
So you'll be on Hancock.
Right. But the budget billing is actually for Mojave Electric billing.
You know, I had a friend of mine just yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He lives in California, and we were Facebook messaging back and forth. We went to high school together, and he was talking about how hot it is there. And I said, don't talk to me about heat. Don't tell me, what is it, 86? He goes, yeah, it is. And I go, yeah, but it's 109 here.
Right, and that's a cool day for us.
Yeah, I know. I was reading the weather earlier, and Saturday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, it'd be 101, 101, and 103, and I thought, wow, three beautiful days.
I know.
You know?
I know, what a break in the weather.
Yes. So, and he was telling me, yeah, my electricity bill, we can't even turn on the AC because it costs too much. And I go, well, don't they do a deal where you can just pay one payment the same all month, all year? And he goes, I don't know. I said, well, you need to look into that. I know my company does.
Yes, we do.
And that's your budget billing?
It's called the budget billing, yes. And so the forms will go out with your September bill. You can also apply online. It's at MojaveElectric.com underneath the member services under payment options.
Okay.
And if you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see the budget billing and application there. And then also you can walk into Mojave Electric's member service office on Nat 928 Hancock and get signed up there. Now, you can only sign up, though, the month of October. And the reason why we do that is because your bills tend to get lower during the wintertime here versus
right.
the summertime. So what they do is they take the last 12 months, by they I mean our member services crew, they take the last 12 months of your billing and then average it. And that's going to be whatever that average number comes up to be. That's going to be your payment for the next year.
Right.
And so by starting off when we have less usage during the cooler season, it actually banks those extra energy dollars for you. So that when you come to the higher months, like the Junes and the Julys and the Augusts, it can pull from those banked energy dollars.
Okay. Do you pay interest on those banked dollars?
Nope. It's your money. It's on your account.
Oh, okay. I just thought
yeah.
I'd ask. I don't know if you guys pay interest.
Right. And it's not a program where you just pay a set amount each month and use whatever you want. You still have
right.
to budget because settle up month is October. So if for some reason we had an extremely hot summer like we did this year versus last year.
You might owe an extra $100.
You might owe an extra little bit.
Okay.
But if we have a cooler summer
right.
or you don't use or you're more energy efficient than
you
were the year before.
3-week vacation during summer, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so many variables. You may actually get a credit in October.
Okay. Let us take a break. When we come back, I want you to explain to us about capital credits, what that means and how it works. And then we need to get a fiber update. I need fiber in my diet. Stick around. We're going to be right back. 702-298-1063. You know, our phones do work. If you happen to have a question, you can call us. Stick around.
Credit card processing. You think about it as much as going to the dentist. Spot-On's innovative and seamless design saves your staff countless hours of time and as much as a mortgage payment in fees annually. With Spot-On, there's no contracts, transparent fair pricing, unbeatable customer service, and a free, no-obligation account review cost comparison. Thane O'Brien, 35 years local and your expert with the know-how to get your business spot-on today. Call 928-706-2784 today for your free consultation.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
The best customer reviews in Mojave County. ATCO Auto Repair are where the guys get your vehicle back on the road quick and smoothly. Summer is here, and it isn't letting up. ATCO Auto is offering AC service for $19.99, plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $149.99. And get this, oil changes for only $23. Why call around for the best auto repair for your vehicle when you know you got ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City? They're the big blue building located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby. Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
A trusted healthcare resource. When it comes to you or your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Tony Liska has a personal commitment to his community. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite across from the hospital. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Come on, come on, come on. Sing. What's going on? It doesn't want to work? No. All right. Well, ta-da. Why are you not working? Okay. Welcome back to the show. Speak Out is brought to you by, ProFit Kitchen, the all-new restaurant in Bullhead City in Riverview Mall. Fantastic food. Oh, thank you for showing up. Pointer Sisters are dragging their feet today. The Riverview Mall in Bullhead City, healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners, and you'll find tasty. Oh, and the meals are filling you up, and they're good for you. Exactly. All the stuff we want, and we never do it ourselves. Go there. And, of course, he has nitro coffees, organic teas, and protein shakes. A lot of people leave the gym over there and go get a protein shake. Yeah. And then there's meal prep solutions. They start at $8, and this is Eric's idea of a frozen TV dinner, you know. You tell him what you want in it, he makes it, you stop by, pick it up on your way to work, and then go stick it in the refrigerator, and then come lunchtime, you warm it up, get a nice hot lunch with all the good things for you, and fill you up and healthy. Wow, how can I, that's impossible. check out the menu at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Are you comfortable in your home or your office? Well, maybe not. Maybe it's a little too warm. Well, call them, 758-2400. They got technicians all over Kingman, Bullhead City, and California. Yeah, Arizona Comfort Solutions, their team takes care of thermostats and air conditioning, swamp coolers. They got it all. So just give them a holler, 758-2400. And they're available 24-7. Like if you have that AC goes out at 2 in the morning, call them, 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building as required for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you need those services, call 758-1404. All right, Capital Credit time with Regina.
Yes, Larry. So Capital Credits, a benefit of being a Mojave Electric member or a member of a cooperative is that we share any margins earned. So if Mojave Electric has a positive margin and meets our lender's requirements, the board of directors may vote once a year to retire or pay out a portion of available capital credits to our members. This year, Mojave Electric is retiring, quote-unquote retiring is what we call it, $1.66 million, and that is all going
You're retiring $1.66 million.
Yes, and that is all going back to our members. Now, it's all based off of your usage, and if it's less than $10, you'll just see a credit on your bill, so definitely look for that. And then if it's anything more than $10, we'll send a check to the mailing address based off of your Mojave Electric account. So you definitely want to make sure that your contact information is up to date, even if you're no longer a Mojave Electric member. So we're retiring some capital credits from, let's say we're retiring them from last year, just figuratively speaking, right? And what you move away, your last known address on your Mojave Electric account is where that capital credit goes.
Ah.
So definitely want to keep up to date on that.
Yeah. So. Even if you did move away.
Right.
All right. Fiber.
I know.
Fiber.
Because we all need it in our diet, right?
Yes, we do. You had to laugh when I texted you that back, huh?
Yes. Okay. So quick update on fiber. We have about 77 miles of fiber installed. I'm going to miles now because we have to way too many feet installed.
Right.
So we're ramping it up. We've got about 14 miles of conduit that still needs fiber to be installed.
Okay.
We have about 40 people that can actually sign up for service right now. The south side of Chaparral Golf Course, definitely call in.
Wow.
You have service available.
Pellegrini Meadows?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Close. Very close.
Still around the golf course.
But so the corner of Lakeside and Riverview, there's a few streets there that have service available to them.
Oh.
So if you want to make sure or pre-register, call 888-227-2095. They'll definitely let you know if you have service available. If not, you can get pre-registered. That starts that process so that when service is available, you're notified and you don't have to worry about when and if you're going to get it.
Yeah. You can go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband.
That too. Yep. You can go pre-register there as well.
I did that. Plus, I had a sign in my yard till it blew away.
Do you need another one?
Till the wind blows. Then they end up in open.
Right.
We're out of time.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin. HD2.